Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名，我在这边做见证。
My name is Victor Dredd.
我的名字是 Victor Dredd.
I live in Carson, California.
我住在 Carson, 加州。
I am a water treatment operator by trade.
那我的工作是在净水厂的修理员。
And I am attending Argosy University and hoping to get my BS degree next year.
那我现在呢是正在Argosy的这个大学读书，我希望明年可以拿到我的大学学位。
I have been constantly traveling on my spiritual journey since 1980.
那从1980年那时候就开始在这条属灵的生命道路上面寻找。
On a journey such as a road map, we always go by vehicle.
那像当我们在郊游的时候，我们都一定要开车。
Everything we need to know about operating and maintaining that vehicle is found in our owner's manual.
那当我们在开车的时候，我们要知道这个车怎么开或者怎么修理，都是在这个使用手册上面都有说明。
But in our spiritual growth, our owner manual is the Bible.
那但是在我们自己的属灵的这个道路中，我们的这个使用手册就是这一本圣经。
But did you know that the Bible contains every trial, every emotion, and every experience human can encounter?
但你知道在这本圣经中里面他在里面述说了各式各样的患难各式各样的情感，还有我们人可能在这一生所经历的各种事情吗？
What you are going through, you're not the first to feel it, that feel the way you do.
那所以现在不管在生命中你经历着什么样的事情，你并不是在这世界上第一个有这样经历的人。
The biblical journey starting from the Garden of Eden to the Book of Revelation is actually our story.
那在圣经里面从在伊甸园的故事讲到了启示录，那其实这也是我们每个人自己的故事。
We start in innocent, but we become like the children of Israel, wandering for 40 years and eventually gaining wisdom and spiritual maturity.
那我们刚开始的时候是纯洁的，然后之后我们就像以色列的这些孩子一样，在旷野走了40多年，然后之后从这些经历中得到了智慧，然后属灵上有所成长。
The journey is our spiritual development, our individual self-discovery of what gives our life meaning.
所以在这段的旅程中，让我们可以属灵上不断有成长，也让我们可以自我发现，然后在我们自己的生命中找到了意义。
Our purpose in life is become understanding who we are and how we fit into God's plan.
所以我们每个人生命中的意义就是了解我们自己是谁，并且知道说我们在神的这个大计划中我们所扮演的角色。
But God created us with freedom to choose. And it is our work to learn to make our choices that lead us to the heavenly life.
那神创造我们，他给我们有自由的选择权。那我们自己的工作就是我们要做正确的选择，然后带领我们通往天国的道路。
God could have created us like angels, but instead he gave us the free will to fulfill his ultimate plan and to live in heaven in the future.
那神他原本可以把我们创造的跟天使一样，但是他后来选择创造我们，让我们有自由意志，然后之后借由我们自己的决定，我们成全他的计划，然后走到天家。
The learning process we go through is made up by our choices.
那当我们在做人生中不同选择时，我们同时也是在学习我们自己的人生。
This is also life journey. One part is developing awareness of ourselves. The other is an active participation in our spiritual growth.
那在我们的人生路上面，我们一方面在行走的时候，我们要了解我们自己走的道路，而另一方面，就是要主动的来寻找我们属灵上面的成长。
The first part develops naturally through life. We make choices, and it is through these choices our character is established.
所以，一方面我们在做不同的决定的时候，我们应有我们自己的决定，然后让我们有了不同的性格。
When we make the right choices, we form good character throughout life.
所以，当我们在做正确决定的时候，我们就是建立我们自己的良好的性格。
But there can be so much more to our spiritual development if we choose to do the second part of our spiritual journey, active participation.
但是在我们的这个属灵的成长中，我们也可以选择第二样更有用的，那就是我们要主动的来寻求，主动的做一些有一些行动。
I believe we are instructed by God to do so.
那我也相信神是这样子教导我们的。
Sometimes we waste our lives busy ourselves with things that don't matter.
有时候我们让我们自己的生命忙碌，然后我们忙碌在那一些生命中不重要的事情。
But we need to take an active approach to our faith to develop it by seeking the truth in our church.
但是我们应该要更努力的在这个教会中寻找真理。
The true Jesus Church and the building up a relationship with our brethren so we can help each other in our walk of faith.
然后在真耶稣教会里面，我们要和我们的弟兄姐妹建立良好的关系，所以我们可以在信仰的这条路上互相扶持。
Now I'd like to share how I came to understand all of this and how I came to believe in the true church.
那所以现在我想和大家分享我是怎么了解这一些道理，还有我是怎么来到真教会的。
My dad was a minister who later became a pastor, so I couldn't go to no other place but the church on Sunday.
那我自己的父亲他本来是一位传道，后来变为牧师，所以小时候在星期天的时候不能去别的地方，就只能去教会。
My uncle had a church in West California. He built and founded the church, which was like a family church.
那我的叔叔的话，他在 Watts 这个地方，他加州建立了一个教会。那他算是那个教会的建立的人。那个教会就像是一个家庭教会。
I have been in the Baptist religion for maybe 20 years, and I inherit that faith.
那所以我在我是一位浸信会的信徒二十年。
So I understood the basic about God and Christianity.
所以对于神还有基督教，我有一个基本的认知。
How the truth came to me.
所以先要讲说我是怎么样寻求到真理。
My dad was strict, and I thank God. And I thank God for that's because that reason I am here today.
那我父亲是一位严父。那但是我感谢神，他是这样的，所以才是为什么我今天可以在这里。
If it weren't for him, I'll be out partying in the streets or someplace else.
因为如果不是他的话，我可能现在还在外面游玩，或者是在其他的地方。
He made us go to church and Sundays. He made sure I didn't get my nose too far out there, and that's why I'm still here today.
那他每次都要确认我在星期天的时候都有去教会，然后不要让我在外面做太多不好的事情，所以才是为什么我今天可以在这边。
I didn't make good grades in college.
我在大学的时候并没有好的成绩。
When I looked at my transcript at El Camino College, I looked at them and said, "This isn't me." I had many incompletes, D's. And else and failures.
那所以呢，当我看到我的成绩单的时候，Miro 大学的成绩单的时候呢，我那时候看到了以后，我都不敢相信说这是我自己的成绩，因为有许多课程都没有完成，然后有拿到很多 D 和 F。
So I wasn't very happy with myself. I got disgusted with myself, working and tired. I don't know why I couldn't focus on school, so I enlisted in the military.
所以那时候我对我自己，我并不高兴我自己所做的一切，然后我甚至厌恶我自己。然后我那时候有在工作，然后我也很累。那我不知道为什么自己都没有办法在学校可以专心，所以之后我决定要去当兵。
I completed basic training and went to Maryland.
所以之后经过一些基本的受训后，我就到了玛丽兰州。
But then I had a choice after I completed Maryland in the Army, either to go to Hawaii or Alaska.
那时候在玛丽兰州结束训练后，我有选择看是要到夏威夷还是到阿拉斯加。
So I went to Hawaii.
那时候我就决定去了夏威夷。
And I liked it there.
那我喜欢那边。
But all of a sudden, the True Jesus Church popped up there.
那突然就是在那里有一家真耶稣教会。
As mentioned before, I have been in the Baptist religion. Some of my relatives was in the Jehovah Witness. So I knew God, knew about God. And I knew you have to pray once in a while, the basic things.
所以像我之前提过的，我是一位浸信会的信徒。那我有一些亲戚是约和华见证人的信徒，所以我知道有神。那我也知道说，偶尔应该要向神祷告，像这些基本的事情。
But when the truth came to me, I wasn't actually looking for the truth.
那当真理临到我的时候，其实我自己本身的时候没有在寻求真理。
We had some Bible studies in the barracks, and some of us would sit there and discuss the Bible.
那时候我们有在一个仓库里面，我们有读经查经，然后我们有些人就会坐在那边了，我们开始讨论圣经上的道理。
We had a lots of discussions on the True Jesus Church.
那时候我们对真耶稣教会有许多的讨论。
I remember at the time we had a discussion where someone didn't really think that different churches matter.
那我记得那时候我们有讨论到说因为有人觉得说不管是哪个教会都没有什么差别。
He wanted to stay with his Presbyterian church.
因为他那时候想要留在他原本待的这个长老教会。
But the only people who stuck around were me and my friend Nelson.
那所以到最后真正留下来的就只有我和我一位朋友叫做 Nelson.
I was permanent party in the military, so on Sundays we would go to the church.
那因为我在当兵的时候，在当兵，我算是长期的兵。那所以那时候星期天都会去教会。
One day Nelson heard of another church.
那但是有一天呢 ，Nelson 他听说了有另外一间教会。
The True Jesus Church through somebody else.
那他从别人听来了有一家叫做真耶稣教会。
And he shared it with me.
那所以他就和我分享。
I'm a person that would listen to you.And then I would determine whether or not I would listen to you again.
那我的个性是这样子的，就是人家跟我说话的时候，我会听他说。那听完了以后呢，我自己呢就会再决定说，以后我还要不要再相信他的话。
I listened to him.
所以那时候我就听他说。
But the thing is, he sounded so excited.
那时候他在述说的时候，他声音里面就充满了兴奋。
That what caught me.
那因为这样子就引起我的注意力。
What got me to listen to him.
所以我就开始继续听他要说什么。
If he didn't sound excited, I wouldn't have listened to him.
那时候他的声音没有那么的兴奋的话，我可能就不会继续听他说。
He was sharing to me about the doctrine, and what intrigued me was that he said the church was the true church.
那所以那时候他就和我分享了整个教会的教义，然后呢，所以呢，那时候呢，又让我印象非常深刻的时候，是他说这个教会是真教会。
They had everything, and we prayed.
那他说，他们什么都有，然后之后我们就祷告。
That's when I know I was converted.
所以呢，那个时候我就知道说我要信这个教会。
The Holy Spirit converted me to believe in the true Jesus Church.
那圣灵带领了我来相信真耶稣教会。
That's when I changed my mind, and it's hard to go back in time. But I remember that was the special occasion that put me on the pathway to stay in the church.
所以呢，那个时候呢，我就有这样的想法。那虽然很难让时间回溯，但是我清楚的记得，就是在那一个特别的时刻，我就确定了我要继续的待在这个教会。
After I believed and was baptized, I came to an active participating in my own spiritual growth.
所以之后我就相信了，然后我受洗。然后再来，我就非常的主动的追求这个我的属灵上的信仰。
I have found this bonding with fellow brothers and fellow sisters in Christ.
那我也在主的弟兄姐妹里面找到了这个在属灵上面的这个友情。
We have the Agape Bible study, and we are like family.
那我们有一个查经叫做Agape, 然后我们就像一家人一样。
And we communicate with each other.
我们会互相的沟通。
We become close to our brothers and sisters.
那之后我们就变成和我们的弟兄姐妹更加的亲近。
I can share things with them when I have something to talk about.
那当我有事情要分享的时候，我可以跟他们分享。
They know me. I have been sharing so much with them that all my different terminology and my difference is, I email everybody.
那所以他们也慢慢的了解了我，因为我和他们分享了我许多不同的想法，不同的单词字眼，或者是那时候我都还会传电子邮件给大家。
At that stage, by me doing and my sharing with them, I have become close with a lot of them, the people in Agape.
那就是因为这样子，所以我不断的和他们分享我心里的一些看法。那因为这样子，我也和 Agape 的弟兄姐妹越来越亲近。
And we have the EBF or English Bible Fellowship, and we have a lot of different groups here.
那之后我们也有了英文查经团契，然后还有许多不同的团契。
Through worship and fellowship, I began to see my own growth in Christ.
那借由借由这些团契，还有敬拜神，我也慢慢的看到了我在基督里面的成长。
We have to exchange and change with people.
所以我们需要和别人互相的沟通，然后因为别人使自己有改变。
We each know a lot.But we have to be able to bear others when they don't know something and not scorn people.
那我们自己本身都已经有了一些，都了解了许多，但是当别人不了解的时候，我们要互相的忍耐，并且我们不要轻视别人。
I have learned to bear with people even when they are wrong.
那我也学习到了说当别人不正确的时候，甚至错误的时候，也要学习互相的宽待。
And not to be the guy to show somebody when they are wrong all the time.
那也不要成为一个常常指正别人的，然后都认为别人是错的人。
That's the main change the Holy Spirit brought within me is my attitude.
那所以圣灵对我来说，对我最大的改变就是改变了我的态度。
I don't know what God has planned for you.
那我不知道神在你的生命中，他为你安排的是什么。
Maybe your life isn't what you picture it to be.
那可能你现在过的生活并不是你自己所期待或者是盼望的。
And you could still.Be happy with it.
但是你还是可以在你现在的现状生活中得到快乐。
That's where I am now.
那这个就是我现在的生活。
And I thank God that I'm here at the True Jesus Church.
那我感谢神，我今天可以继续在真耶稣教会。
Amen.